Connecting our city and South Cambridgeshire. Cambridge 105 Radio.
There are so many great British bakers. Yeah. There is no point in trying to imitate. Italian cakes are nice the way they are, and English people seem to like them. I generally make what I describe as Italian cakes, the celebration cakes, and they're based on Genoise, so very light sponge, very fluffy, filled with crème pâtissière and all sorts of flavors, and they're usually finished with fresh cream, so we tend not to use buttercream or the fondant icing or the sugar paste. And then the other side of my production is petit four. The real Italian word is pasticcini. It's miniature cakes, like an eclair, but round, so shoe bun, so profiterole, so filled with all different fillings. Because there is so much request for gluten-free cakes, I make these sort of cakes. One of the favorite ones is an orange and polenta. Seems to be an Italian recipe. It has oranges and it has polenta, and it's naturally gluten-free, naturally dairy-free. Other ones, it's an almonds and cherries. Again, it's a variation of a frangipani tart. I just kept the fillings and I made it into a cake. And again, it's gluten-free because it's all based on almonds. And so these sort of cakes are available in cafes like Espresso Library, Flock, The Larder, Café Foy. So, yeah.
Oh yes, I saw your photo celebrating Café Foy's first anniversary.
Oh yes, that's right. I've been supplying them with my cakes since the very, very beginning. It was fun. It's always good being approached by new cafes opening up and see how they develop. In summertime especially, it's wedding time. So yes, I do a lot of weddings and do a lot of events. In June, Mabel Week is going to be very interesting, very exciting. I've been doing Trinity College Mabel for a few years now, and it's great. And this year I'm doing also Walsall College and Queen's. So it's great, yeah.
How long has baking been in your blood?
Since the very, very beginning. I baked my first cake when I was around 4 or 5, something like that. My uncle, he came to visit, and because he was staying in Sicily visiting for a couple of weeks to have his holidays, he would always bring a big present for me. Yeah. And he bought a toy oven.
I misunderstood Deborah at first. See, when I was growing up, they advertised something similar on TV. Now, do you remember the Bluebird a la carte kitchen?
Give that to serve, check the oven. I'd better serve up now, they'll be coming round in a minute.
The little girl serves her dad a plate with 3 baked beans on it, and then she takes an entire jam roly-poly and mashes it on the top.
Wake up, Daddy, breakfast ready.
A la carte kitchen from Bluebird Toys.
That kitchen set was just a toy. You couldn't really cook anything, and that fact really wound me up. However, Deborah, her uncle gave her a kitchen set that was so much better.
And that's when I cooked my first cake. It was actually made with 2 lamp bulbs. Yes, and
oh,
they
it was
were
a proper
so...
working
children's yeah, 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 it was. 2 bulbs were so close to each other. The whole thing provided very thin baking trays. Mm-hmm. And there was a special booklet with special recipes. And with the help of my mum, I did a few of them. So, yes, I made excellent pizzas with toast bread. Yeah, from the very, very beginning. Yeah. It fueled my imagination then because, of course, yes, I could actually do something.
Yeah.
A toy that was actually working. Yeah. I still have that booklet. I still have a few that I haven't managed to do when I was a child. One day I might try them.
You've been here 13 years,
yes.
So you've seen how the food scene in Cambridge has changed so significantly in that time.
Oh, it's amazing. The first months when I moved, my boyfriend and I were looking for places where to go and eat.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really great, to be honest. It was a bit boring. It felt as if there were just a handful of restaurants, always the same. Whereas nowadays, I was just having a conversation with a friend the other day, and we were saying maybe we should try and visit, well, all of the restaurants that Cambridge now has.
Yeah.
We probably wouldn't be able to do it in a year if we tried. Yeah, so it's great. Because I'm Italian, Italians tend to go and eat out, and they will still eat Italian food. Whereas the beauty of England, and Cambridge in particular, is that you want a Chinese, you want an Indian, but you have a different variety of them. And now you can choose, I don't know, steak and honor, or you can go for a different kind of burger. Italy doesn't work that way. That's another program, another story.
So your most recent event was at Burwash Manor for Love Food.
Oh, yes.
Back in March,
yes.
Yeah. Now, next up, of course, is Eat Cambridge and your Fringe event, specifically your Italian desserts paired with wines from Vine and Cork Limited.
Yes.
When did you meet up with these guys?
We met a few months ago. They're a fairly new company. I just loved their attitude. We just met in a friendly kitchen, drinking some wine and discussing about having a food business or a wine business in England and being Italian. And I felt that we just clicked. And so from then we started thinking, oh, well, it would be nice to do a few things together. And I thought, oh, a Fringe event for Eat would be just perfect. Then I always thought it would have been great to combine my cakes with wines, but I know a lot about cakes, nothing whatsoever about wine, just about the fact that I like drinking it. So I suggested it to them and they were happy. That's how we started. And we spent one Sunday eating and drinking. It was so much fun. It was great. Now it's up to me to think about what to actually say. I'm happy preparing the cakes. That's what I'm good at.
Okay, so that's all going to be on the 19th of May.
Yes.
Sunday the 19th of May.
Yes, that's right, at Cambridge Cookery School. That very, very kindly is going to host us.
That's a great venue.
Yes, fantastic, yes, great, Tina. We have 30 spaces. If we manage to recreate the fun that we had that Sunday, just the three of us drinking wine and tasting cakes and exchanging ideas and having a lovely conversation, it would be great. That's what I hope.
That's the goal. Well, thanks very much, Deborah, for chatting to us. As you can hear, listeners, we are about to be attacked by the police. We're out here on Parker's Peace. I thought it would be nice just to come out on a sunny day, and we're in danger of rain. We're being battered by the wind, but it's all good fun all the same.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Deborah. And you're listening to Flavour on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Sorry. Good luck editing!
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, I'm terrible. You can feel the ice melting in your heart.